So hello to everyone. I'm Jay Copeland with 744 Chicken Bed Drive. I am the SRA, Summerfield Rec Association President. Number one, Summerfield needs to move ahead with purchase and development of the Frill property on Summerfield Road and Ball Fields. With two other pieces of property adjoining this, this will provide room for growth as Summerfield grows also. At this time, the facility that we use belongs to the Gilbert County School System. This is an inadequate and outdated facility that we use. We can only offer baseball through the ages of 12 years old at this facility, and we offer it through 14 organized with Greensboro. This leaves children without organized activities until they are old enough to play for high school, only if they make the team. With more ball fields, Summerfield children could play baseball through the ages of 19. Organized activities, such as youth sports, teach our children valuable skills they'll use throughout life, working as a team, taking directional orders from coaches, receiving criticism, becoming a gracious winner or loser, learning their personal skills that can turn the most introverted child into a team leader, and last but not least, physical fitness. This year, we're going to look at having to turn away children because we don't have the facility to support the town. We will not be able to service everybody who wants to play ball simply because we do not have the available facilities. Number two, growth in Summerfield. It's inevitable. I would like to see this growth come from within, from the people in this room. This makes the town a whole lot tighter family. Children who grow up here with organized activities, knowing that their own children will have the same, we're going to stay here and live in Summerfield. My wife's family on both sides, they can count back 8 generations on one and 9 on another. I feel that really makes a tight family here. There's a lot of them in this room. Now, this is something that's personal feeling to me. Our children will not be able to live in Summerfield without some kind of affordable house. A $350,000 to $500,000 home, that's not affordable housing. Homes that are being built in Summerfield at this time, that's not their price. They're $350,000 to $500,000 price. With zoning restrictions, limited property size, building lots are priced too high, and builders have to build a bigger, nicer house to make their profit margin. Without change, our children will have to live elsewhere until they can afford to come back here. And our growth will come from the outside, like someplace like Illinois. That's just some food for thought for you guys. Those who feel the same, show your support by standing.
I'd like to call the board of order, Mark.